T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following the show on social media. Follow at B. Mitch and Finley. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Follow Brian at B. Mitch Live NBCS. Right now, time to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Let's go to New York City and talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. You can see all his content at Barstool Sports. Check out the Cracking Aces podcast. Nate, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm well. I'm mentally preparing to fly home tomorrow. Yes, I'm taking a flight.
Why are you flying?
A flight? It'll take you longer to get to the airport and through it than it'll take you to get on here on a Acela.
Hey, you are not wrong one bit at all. I messed up the trains. So here's the thing. You know how there's just no way of predicting what day Thanksgiving's going to be every year. You know, it jumps around the calendar.
Yeah.
There's absolutely
it's like
no
the 4th
way
of July or something.
Yeah,
you can't plan that in advance. So how could you ever book a train in advance? And so I didn't do that. And so I was left with the only option was to fly. So I'm taking an hour flight from New York to Washington, which I don't know if you ever heard of those two cities. They're fairly popular and busy around the holidays. And I'm doing it the day before Thanksgiving.
That's going to be
how much did that ticket cost?
B. Mitch, my guy. again, so how about that football team, you know?
do you at least have clear?
JT, I
it's going to take you 3 hours to get to the gate.
I might leave tonight. Like, my flight is at noon or something tomorrow.
What airport?
I'm down so bad right now.
What airport? Tell me it's not LaGuardia.
It is out of LaGuardia.
Oh, my God, dude. You should walk. You should just leave now and start walking.
Like, so LaGuardia is the closest airport to me, which is a good thing. The bad thing is the closest airport to me is still 45 minutes away on a good day. So
that's an hour 25, hour 40.
This is a nightmare, dude.
If I get there in under 2 hours tomorrow, I will kiss the ground when I get out of my $200 Uber. It's gonna be an absolute pain.
Hey, do you have a car?
Do I have a car?
Yeah.
I don't even have a driver's license, B-Mitch.
Oh, well,
I guess that's why he's not driving.
That solved that problem. Somebody asked, why isn't he driving? Well, he can't. He don't have a license.
I
think you should hitch.
This is a little. I might seem put together in some places. I don't know who would ever think that.
I'm not sure that's the perception.
No, I would hope not. But anybody who thinks that I am, just know that I couldn't book a train from New York to D.C. for Thanksgiving. So I have to take a flight the day before Thanksgiving, and I don't have a driver's license. That's where I'm at. But you know what? I'm gonna put an optimistic spin. I am very lucky and fortunate that I get to go home for the holidays and see my family and be around happiness and turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. So the pain and agony that I'm going to deal with tomorrow will all be worth it.
See your little nephew. Well, B. Mitch and I were talking. There's a reasonable chance we'll both be in here Friday. And should that occur, you should come in and perhaps we'll get cocktails when we get done.
Done.
Or during it, or, you know, whatever.
But Nate, I love how you think, man. I knew I'd like you better than JP.
All right, we're talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Check him out on Twitter, at Barstool Nate. So I wanted to ask this. I thought you wrote a really interesting piece yesterday on Barstool.com that I think a lot of people, a lot of Washington fans can connect with. Kind of explain what you wrote.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's tough being, we all know it's tough being a Washington football team fan because Dan Snyder is pound for pound the worst human being to ever live. And so when the team is good, we are all happy. But I hate that he gets to be happy when the team's good, because like cheering for them means that we're cheering for him. And after the whole Sean Taylor thing, I was so down on just football and the team and like, how can I cheer for this team that's owned by such a terrible person, and they treat the fans like us loyal fans who have dealt with this, you know, me, I'm 33, you know, for, you know, the better part of 2 decades in my memory. We're just treated like such crap by Dan Snyder. And so I love when they win. I love cheering for the guys, but I'm still just like the Sean Taylor thing was the final straw for me, where it just became so tough for me to get up on a Sunday and watch them and root for them. But I still do because it's so ingrained in my blood and my life. And it's just, I feel like a lot of Washington fans are dealing with the same thing where, you know, we love watching Terry and Taylor and, you know, the defense is finally, you know, coming together, and it's so great when they're winning. And you know, we're on this. We beat Tom Brady at home, then go into Carolina and put this great game together against them. And now it's like playoffs. We're talking playoffs, and playoffs. Seattle's playing bad, and we have them at home, and the Raiders are playing bad, and we have, you know, them in 2 weeks, and then, you know, so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's like, why do we do this to ourselves year after year? We're still the Washington football team, we're still owned by Dan Snyder. And this whole paradigm that just builds and builds and builds on itself. And it's just really hard to figure out.
You know what, man? I'm going to give you a situation. When I was younger, you know, I was paying child support and I had a serious issue because I saw things happening with the money that wasn't supposed to be. And my sister basically told me, you know, just like when you pay your offering and your stuff in church, you have no control over where that goes. Just make sure you're doing it based off of the real reason. And like you talk about the players that you fall in love with, the money you spend help those players come here, help those memories that you have. So don't worry about anything else. Just like, you know, when I would give that money, I used to have these issues and I'd be so damn pissed off. But then I got to the point where I'm sending it to my son. If they don't use it the proper way, that's their fault.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what I'm saying? But I just kept doing it, and I had a whole different outlook on it. So just think about the Sean Taylors that had come along, you know, the Clinton Porters, the Art Monks, and all those people that gave you those great memories and things of that nature. That's what you're paying for. And then all of a sudden you don't think about the other stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's why we have such a hard time as fans now, because we have all these great memories growing up, and we love rooting for the team. And when they're winning, you know, Washington is such a great football town, and all we want to do is root for a winner. And Dan Snyder has just fundamentally destroyed every ounce of happiness that we've ever had for this team just by his pure presence and ownership of the team and every bad decision he's made for the last 20 odd years. And it just stinks. So then we all root for them to win so hard, and all we want to do is root for a good football team. And now they're winning again, and everything should be great. And I think we're all just still so angry about Snyder that there's still just this, you know, just like this layer of filth, like just over the team. And really all that needs to happen is the NFL just forces him out, and it'll be the greatest day in Washington football history. And so I'm still just holding out hope that that happens.
I think you got a better chance of making your flight out of LaGuardia tomorrow. talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. It really is this interesting because I've heard from so many people that they won't go back to FedEx Field and they love the team but can't spend money on it. And at some point, I think winning cures that. I think even just the conversations, how they change after a two-game win streak. And Taylor Heinicke, I think, has people really excited. And I think Terry McLaurin is, I think for the first time in a while, you've got a player in McLaurin that, like, all right, people can easily be like, all right, this is my favorite player. He's going to be here for a while. I can get his jersey. I can get his jersey for my kids. And, you know, whether or not it's working, whether or not we believe he will allow it to work long term, because I think any reasonable person has doubts, they at least are trying to overhaul things over there. I think a real big step will be if when they actually get a new stadium. I think FedEx has come to embody everything that fans hate, and it, to the point where even when they're winning, people don't want to go. I always reference this point. 2018, Alex Smith, they're 6-3, hosting the Houston Texans, also 6-3, a matchup of first place teams. It's November. It's perfect football weather. It was probably like 60 degrees, maybe 50 degrees, and the place was empty. And that, to, of all the problems you can point to, that to me shows the erosion of the fan base the most.
But the thing is, it just all starts with Snyder, right? It doesn't matter. He has just sucked the joy out of football for so many people. And sure, FedEx Field is a dump, and I won't go there. I hate traffic. I don't, you know, all that stuff. It's just impossible to get to. It's a terrible environment, etc. But I also just don't want to give a dime to Dan Snyder. It's not set. Like, we can always point at reasons, right? Oh, it's the stadium. Oh, it's the weather. Oh, it's this or that. It's money. If it's a good team, a good environment, a good culture, fans will show up. We have been given no reason to show up outside of a few seasons for the last two decades. So will a new stadium cure all? Probably not. Not as long as Dan Snyder's grubby handprints are all over his team. And we thought that things were going to change. We thought he was going to take a step back. And as far as I can tell, not maybe 10% has changed, 15% has changed. So I it's easy to be optimistic after a win against the Bucks and a win against the Panthers. And I hate sounding like the Debbie Downer, but I still want to be realistic where we've been sucked into these optimistic holes a few times, and what ends up happening. Someone tears their ACL, someone breaks their leg, someone gets sued, Dan Snyder becomes even more of like a bigger, you know, terrible human being than we thought before. It, to me, it all boils down to him. And it's going to be a huge mental block for me to get over just supporting with money a team that he owns.
Think about you paying for the memories, the moments, the fans, the players that you love, and let the other stuff disappear.
Yeah, it's you're not alone in how you feel. We need a support group for Washington football team fans like Nate. Nate, I got to let you run, but I got this tweet from Big Baller 23. He wanted me to let you know Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November.
Oh no, I know that was the joke I was trying to make.
That's why I was pointing it out. It was funny.
Oh, okay, but yeah, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And if you're not someone with family and friends on Thanksgiving, people are out there who love you and support you, and just stay safe and you know, go get yourself a ton of M&Ms and just, you know, watch the Lions play football and just try to keep spirits up.
You going to Caps Wednesday and Friday?
I will be there on Wednesday, TBD about Friday.
All right. Barstool Nate, everybody. We'll touch base about Friday coming in studio. We'll follow up maybe
all right,
Friday
I hope
morning.
See you guys on Friday.
All right, Roman. Man. Take care. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Good luck with that travel. Yes. That sounds perfect.
I don't want
to. I'm leaving now.
You need to.
Barstool Nate joining us on the BetQL guest line. We got Pete Haley joining us at 12:30. Plus, we're going to open the phone lines up. Haven't done it yet today. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.